In today's episode, you'll discover a few memorable and unique ways to celebrate Pride if your child is only out to you.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ+ kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed. They need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. There's a very specific kind of loneliness that can happen when your child is only out to you. Because suddenly you're holding something sacred and tender and important, and you can't necessarily talk about it openly. Your heart may be bursting to celebrate your child loudly, to protect them publicly, to tell the world how proud you are. But instead, you're carrying their trust quietly. And that can feel both beautiful and incredibly hard. Today's episode is for parents whose LGBTQ child is only out to a small number of people, or maybe only out to them. In this episode, we're going to talk about the emotional complexity of holding your child's identity carefully, how to support your child without accidentally pressuring them or outing them, and ways to celebrate Pride privately while still creating meaningful connection and affirmation. Pride does not have to be public to be real, and support does not become less meaningful simply because it's quiet. I think one of the hardest things for many parents is realizing that your child's coming out story belongs to them. Not to extended family, not to social media, not even fully to you, to them. And that can create a really complicated emotional experience inside families because parents are often carrying multiple truths at once. You may feel honored, protective, scared, isolated, maybe even relieved or confused, grateful, and probably deeply proud, all at the same time. You may also feel the tension of wanting support for yourself, wanting someone to talk to, some guidance, maybe even wanting to process your own emotions. And also understanding that your child trusted you with something vulnerable and they are not ready for wider visibility yet. That's a lot to hold, especially during Pride season when everything suddenly becomes very public. There are, of course, flags and parades everywhere. All of the social posts that you see practically nonstop. Celebrations, conversations, and all the while, some families are quietly trying to navigate questions like, can I post this? Who knows? What happens if someone asks me? What if my child changes their mind later? What if someone finds out before they're ready? These are real emotional tensions that many parents feel guilty for struggling with. But struggling does not mean you are unsupportive. It means you are human. I think one of the most important things parents can understand is that privacy and shame are not the same thing. A child wanting privacy does not automatically mean that they are ashamed of who they are. Sometimes it means they're still figuring themselves out. Sometimes it means they're scared of rejection, or they know certain environments are not emotionally safe yet. And sometimes it means they are exhausted by the idea of managing other people's reactions. Many LGBTQ adults will tell you that one of the most powerful gifts someone gave them was allowing them to come out on their own timeline, not forcing visibility before they were ready. Trust grows when people feel emotionally safe. And when a parent protects that trust carefully, children remember it, even years later. I also really want parents to hear this. Pride does not only exist in public spaces. There are so many quiet ways to celebrate and affirm your child without putting pressure on them or accidentally outing them. You can do things like leaving affirming books around the house, watching queer inclusive movies together, listening to a playlist of queer artists in the car, creating small traditions, baking something rainbow colored together, supporting LGBTQ owned businesses, donating quietly to organizations, giving your child subtle affirming items, attending smaller events where they feel safer, perhaps a pride parade an hour or two away, or simply creating a home where they do not have to explain themselves constantly. Honestly, some of the most meaningful forms of support are almost invisible to outsiders, but not to your child. And that matters more than you may ever know. I think we also need to acknowledge something many parents quietly experience: isolation. When your child is only out to you, you may feel like you are carrying this huge emotional reality silently. You may not know who you can safely talk to. You may feel protective of your child while also needing support for yourself. You may feel lonely during conversations where other people casually say harmful things and you can't fully explain why it hurts. That can be incredibly painful. This is one of the reasons community matters so much for parents too. Not because parents need to center themselves in the story, but because holding things alone is heavy, especially when you are trying to protect your child's emotional safety at the same time. I also want to gently say something that may be important for some parents to hear. Sometimes enthusiasm can accidentally become pressure. A parent may think, "I just want my child to feel celebrated." But the child may feel, "I'm being pushed to come out to others before I'm ready." And that distinction matters, especially during Pride Month. So instead of asking, "When are you going to tell people?" or "You should come to Pride with us," try, "What feels supportive to you right now? How public or private do you want things to be? What would make this month feel good for you?" That shift creates collaboration instead of pressure. And from collaboration, a world of trust and connection can grow. I think that there is something profoundly tender about being trusted with someone's truth before the rest of the world sees it. It's vulnerable, sacred. And one of the most emotionally complicated parts of this experience is that parents are often holding two very different instincts at the same time: the instinct to protect your child's privacy and the instinct to celebrate them openly. You may want to shout to the rooftops how proud you are, while also trying to honor the fact that this story is still unfolding for them. That tension can feel surprisingly lonely. Your capacity to hold that tension is proof of your growth, and it's a silent beacon of the many ways you feel and wish to express love for your child. If you're listening to this and feeling emotionally tired or isolated or unsure, take a breath with me. You do not have to navigate this perfectly. You do not have to have an answer immediately. And you do not have to confuse visibility with worthiness. Your child does not become more valid once other people know. And your support does not become less meaningful simply because it happens quietly. So maybe Pride this year looks like attending a drag brunch downtown. Maybe it looks like a tiny rainbow sticker hidden inside a notebook. Maybe it looks like watching a movie together on the couch after everyone else has gone to bed. Maybe it looks like protecting your child's trust carefully while they decide when and how they want to be seen. Or maybe this year, Pride can simply look like your child knowing there is at least one place where I do not have to hide. Thank you for being here. And thank you for continuing to create homes where your children can unfold at their own pace. New episodes of More Human, More Kind air every Tuesday and Friday, so make sure to follow and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with another parent who may need this reminder too. For deeper connections and community, come join me in the Kindred Collective. The link to learn more is at the top of the show notes. Until next time, stay gentle, stay grounded, and keep becoming more human and more kind.